Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onala Dini. Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo yesterday met the Chief Justice of Guwahati High Court, Justice Ashutosh Kumar, at the Chief Minister's residential complex in Kohima. Deputy Chief Ministers Y Patton and Minister Tia Zeleng joined the Chief Minister in receiving the Chief Justice. During the meeting, Mr. Ryo extended his best wishes to Justice Kumar for a successful tenure. He also reaffirmed the Nagaland government's commitment to expediting the completion of the Kohima High Court complex at the earliest. The Chief Minister reiterated the state's aspiration for a separate High Court for Nagaland to ensure accessible and efficient delivery of justice. Nagaland University marked a significant milestone with the inauguration of its new International Student and Research Scholars Hostels at Lumami. The project, funded by the Northeastern Council NEC at a cost of 4.76 crore rupees, aims to address the university's growing need for student accommodation. Gracing the event as chief guest, NEC Secretary Satinder Kumar Bhalla lauded the university's achievements, including securing over 150 patents, and urged the institution to explore funding opportunities through its alumni network and the private sector. NEC Planning Advisor Som Kami also emphasized the importance of leveraging corporate social responsibility for academic development. University Vice Chancellor Professor J.K. Patnaik announced plans to construct 20 additional buildings over the next 2 years and highlighted recent accomplishments, including faculty recognition in the Stanford Top 2% Scientist Ranking, increased PhD enrollments, and notable student achievements in sports. The two newly inaugurated identical buildings have a combined capacity of 40 students and were completed in December 2024. Secretary of the Northeastern Council, NEC Satinder Kumar Bhalla, recently visited Nagaland to review key NEC-funded projects in the state. He conducted a field visit to Ungma Village in Mokokchung and assessed ongoing initiatives. More from our correspondent.
At Ungma, Mr. Bhalla inspected the library cum museum project. He also inaugurated the International Students Hostel and Research Scholars Hostel at Nagaland University, Lumami, alongside Vice Chancellor Professor Jagadish K. Patnaik. The visit concluded with an interaction at the Ungma Village Council Assembly Hall, where he engaged with local leaders to discuss development priorities and reiterated NEC's commitment to inclusive growth in the region. Karhir Akashvani News, Kohima.
Earlier during the visit, Mr. Bhalla also called on Chief Secretary Senty Yangar Imchin. Commemorating the 5th anniversary of the National Education Policy NEP 2020, the Akhil Bharatiya Shiksha Samagam under Samagra Shiksha organized a mega identification as assessment camp for children with disabilities at the district hospital Woka. Led by medical superintendent of Dr. Motsu Memorial District Hospital and a team of 7 medical officers, the camp assessed and certified over 100 children, including school and home-based learners. Children issued with disability certificates will now be eligible for various government benefits such as travel concessions and other services. Additionally, the children received incentives and free medical checkups during the camp. Nagaland is expected to experience thunderstorms and lightning, accompanied by light to moderate rainfall in some areas until August 30th. According to the Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority, NSDMA, Kohima, Longland, Mokokchung, Mon, Peren, Pek, Shamator, Tseminar, Twinsang, and Woka are likely to witness moderate intermittent rainfall on August 30th. More from our correspondent.
Lowland at foothill districts such as Dimapur, Newland, Chumukidimat, Pandari, Bhakti, Tizit, and Tuli are also at risk of waterlogging and flash floods due to high precipitation. Residents in these areas are advised to take necessary precautions. The NSDMA has urged the public to remain cautious and avoid any untoward incidents during the period. All district disaster management authorities and relevant line departments have been directed to remain on high alert. In case of emergencies, the public may contact the State Emergency Operations Center at the toll-free number 1070. Asunyu, Akashvani News, Kohima.
And the Deputy Commissioner of Kohima has ordered the immediate closure of the National Highway 29 near the old KMC dumping site after it was declared unsafe for vehicular movement by the concerned authorities. Light vehicles are advised to use the Josuma Bypass, while heavy vehicles, including military, paramilitary and commercial transport, must take the Peducha Bridge, Sesema 10-mile road route. The closure will remain in effect until further notice. Violations will be prosecuted under applicable laws. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.